In the pregame show, we talk now with Gateway head coach Mitch Adams. Coach, Gateway's coming off a 58-56 overtime win over a very good Fox Chapel team on the road on Wednesday night, and not without some anxious moments, I'm sure, as the Foxes rallied to force overtime. But give us your thoughts on that game and how your team came out on top.
Well, I was pleased with their overall effort. We, you know, faced some adversity. We had a 12-point lead, went down. They tied it up. We go into overtime, and our kids persevered. You know, Tommy Kromka, Monte Nicholson, and Delvon Randall were, you know, stood out. Shamari did some good things with the ball late in the game. And we were able to come out on top. Anytime you win down at Fox Chapel, it's a tough place to play.
To this point in the season, Gateway's run off a 5-0 record in Section 2. What's been the key to your team's success so far?
Everybody buying in. You know, rebounding, playing defense. That's been the big point. We've had four different leading scorers all year, and, you know, these kids are unselfish, and they're able to run what I want to run and get the things done inside a game plan.
Three-year starter Tom Kromka has been an exceptional player who will continue at Carnegie Mellon next season. You know, with that said, he's obviously an intelligent young man, I'm sure, who comes from a long line of basketball players in his family. You know, how much of a joy is it to coach a player like Kromka?
Like, you know, I've missed Joe Kromka. I've missed Mike Kromka. No, I'm going to miss Tom Kromka when he's done. But the only good thing is there's three more boys coming up.
Now, another three-year starter and point guard, Shamari Thomas. How well does he control the tempo for the Gators?
Well, Shamari has been adjusting. You know, most of his career he played at the two, and, you know, I forced him into the one, and he's making better decisions. He's growing with the position. You know, for him to play at the next level, he's going to have to play the point, and he's starting to make very, very good decisions, and that's what we need out of Shamari.
With Division I football recruits Delvon Randall, Monte Nicholson, and Brennan Thrift on your basketball team, I've heard you say before that they could very easily be a D1 athlete in basketball if they wanted to be.
Both Monte and Delvon, both, especially Delvon. He does so much for us. His body control and, you know, his biggest thing, if he would have dedicated himself to basketball, there's no doubt in my mind he could have played the point on a Division I level.
Tonight the Gators visit the Central Catholic Vikings. How do you feel your Gateway team matches up with Central Catholic, and what are the keys for the Gators tonight?
Central's defense is what drives the engine for them. And if we're able to withstand their pressures and we're able to get the ball inside, we're going to be very good. Central can shoot the ball also. Chucky runs 10, 11 guys at you, and, you know, he tries to wear you down. And playing on this small floor, you know, it is a bonus for him, playing that many guys, keeping them fresh, and being able to play pressure defense. And hopefully we're going to be able to withstand it.
It's Gateway head coach Mitch Adams. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the MSA Sports and Quad A Conference Boys Basketball Game of the Week.